Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
And welcome to Kinky and the Geek, a podcast that leaves you hanging a lot.
Yeah, well.
It's been a while. There's been reasons. We've had some major life changes here.
Yep.
At the Kingdom of the Geek, the Keep of the Kingdom of the Geek.
Yep.
That someone went and got herself a full-time job.
Yep, sure do.
So, get your energy up, woman.
I'm trying. I told you I didn't sleep well.
Yeah, she's now, I guess, food prep, or as we're calling her, sous chef, at mid-level fast food restaurant.
You just want to leave it at that?
Yeah, because we don't really want to get to it. But that seems to be about what it is. But it's government mid-level fast food job because
I'm working for a contractor that's running the restaurants for a food court at a
college.
Yeah. So it's technically government contracting work, and it's actually, you know, I mean, I like the benefits. I like the job I will get used to.
Yeah. Well, luckily you went through your...
My coworkers are great.
Yeah, I'm
going through some more worries right now, and you know, I'll give me a couple weeks, get settled back in. I don't do well with change, and even just changing from my training location to my permanent location is messing with my head for some reason.
So. We got that, and I'm back. I have now been working my way of getting a full-time job, so
yes,
I've been working.
Have.
I've actually been working, well, not quite, well, technically scheduled 40 hours, but of course, once you take the lunches out, it's not 40 hours. But.
Yeah. So, you know.
So that's what we've been doing.
We've been busy, busy people.
Yeah, it's life, and it's getting that thing, because you keep... You've kept your...
I kept my part-time job, too, so I'm working two jobs
now. You're working 12-hour days, basically. Right now, you're on kind of a hiatus, because you're waiting for college to kick
just
back in.
Just till Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Not looking forward to Friday.
This is what you signed up for, Fred.
I did not sign up to get up at 5:30 in the morning.
What were you looking for?
Full-time job with benefits.
So what'd you get?
Full-time job with benefits.
Suck it up, Buttercup. we've been wanting to record. It's just it's a concept of when to record, because we probably could record when you got home and after dinner and stuff.
Right.
But then it becomes when do we edit it and get it up.
Right.
And we do try to get it up as quickly as possible.
Yeah, we do. But I'm just gonna have to see how quick I can edit.
Right.
I'll get it worked in. I'll get this up as quick as possible.
Well, what do you want to talk about first? You want to do the taste? You want to do this, or you want to talk about the video game?
Let's go with the video game, and then we'll go to the
video games. Okay. The one thing we have been able to do is we've been watching lots of Rooster Teeth and Achievement Hunter. I think we've talked about our fascination with these guys.
I think just a little bit. I'm sure everyone's just mildly aware.
And they've just recently been playing. I think they started on a PC game. I think they did one when it first came out.
Yeah.
And then now that it's available, they've upped it up. Now it's on Xbox. It's a game called 7 Days to Die. And the quick description is basically Minecraft in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, I mean, I know Minecraft has zombies, but this is really more apocalyptic than that, and it's...
Dropped in the middle of nowhere. You have a backpack of some supplies, but very minimum. You're naked. You're not completely naked.
You got underwear.
You have underwear on, and you basically have to forage for everything else.
Yeah.
It took us a while. We played a lot last night.
We did.
We're probably going to be playing more once we get done with this.
Mm-hmm, probably.
And hopefully we'll have more. It's interesting. It's a very high learning curve.
And the 7 days part is every 7 days in the game, you...
With the Blood Moon or something.
It's a Blood
like
Moon or something, and you, and there's a horde attack. So we ended at the beginning of day 6 last night, or...
We were at the end of day 5.
Going into day 6. So we haven't...
I think it's the evening of day 7. Like, you go through day 7, and then that night is the attack,
right,
something
so,
like that.
So we haven't been through our first horde yet, but we're working on fortifications for that.
We've got a little house. We lucked out, because every once in a while there's a random airdrop, so I'm not real sure what this whole scenario is.
I know.
Because there must be some more civilization, because every so often a plane will fly over and drop. Yeah.
Thankfully, one of them was actually near us.
Like, we were foraging for something. We were foraging for something else, and it dropped near us.
Yep, exactly. So we were actually able to go, and there was medical supplies and stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
So...
I think we're finally going to figure out this overheating problem.
Yeah, because unfortunately, because you can get into different things, I think we're in the desert.
Yeah, we've set up in the desert, and unfortunately we keep overheating.
Right.
But, you know, I'm saving up for that the camel thing. That I think that'll help, too.
With a camel pack or something?
No, it's actually skill points you can spend towards something called camel, and it makes you not get thirsty as quickly.
Oh, okay.
So... It's a skill thing. I'm going to save up for that and buy that when I have enough.
Yeah, it was one of those things. I went up to Target on my lunch break and saw that it was on sale for $20. So this is the Xbox. From what I've heard, the PC version is better, but I'm an old person and I don't give a shit about the frame rate droppage.
Plus, we can play split screen co-op.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things that we really like, just because with the way couch co-op is going the way of the dodo, unless you're Nintendo.
Yeah.
And
we like sitting and playing video games together.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to have to buy another Xbox to be able to do
right.
that.
Right. Plus, we would have to set up in another room or...
Something like that.
Or find a way to put another TV in here and...
Or at least a screen, you know, hook it up to like a computer monitor or
right.
something. That's what I was disappointed at when we got Halo 5, was finding out there was no split screen.
Yeah.
It was like, I wanted to play with Bill.
Right.
Can't play Halo 5 together.
Okay. So, that's our video game thingy.
Yep.
Now, this is going to be the bulk of it. We decided while laying in bed one night, we wanted to do it. I think it was, we were watching Raina Scully. She had come home from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And, her co-host.
Some treats from Japan. Some good ones and some bad ones and some strange ones.
Right. And we got the idea, because we had done that before. Alicia wasn't part of it, because there's an international market near our place.
Yep, still there.
And but we also decided there's a place here in Atlanta called Sublime Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, if you're familiar with the more kind of specialty kind of, I think everybody's familiar with Voodoo Donuts.
Yeah, probably.
Due to different stuff. You know, on different food channels and things.
Mm-hmm.
We have our version. I think there are more than just this, but Sublime seems to be the one a lot of our friends talk about.
Right.
And fairly recently, they opened one for a 10-minute drive from our house.
10-15-minute drive, depending on traffic.
Right.
Yeah.
So we decided, fuck it, let's go
let's
down.
Let's go. Let's
and
do it.
We got 6 taste here, and then we got 2 to eat there. Plus, I got myself... And also got myself, we got 2 to eat there, and I got myself, for the first time, some Nitro cold brew coffee.
Mm, they called it cloud coffee.
Well, that was the flavor. I could have gotten just the coffee.
Okay,
but
true.
I mean, just added, like, sugar and stuff if I wanted to, but I got a cloud coffee, too. That was really tasty.
Uh-huh.
The ones we got there was, I got a red velvet cupcake, a red velvet donut.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a red velvet donut with cream cheese icing and walnuts.
I think it was walnuts.
And you got the Butterfinger
right.
donut.
Which is basically just like a cake donut with, I think it was caramel icing and dipped in Butterfinger crumbles,
yes.
Which was okay. They weren't as crispy as Butterfingers usually are, but it was good.
Okay, so now we have our six here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to each have half of one.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start with what is called the A-Town Cream, which looks like it's a Bavarian cream donut.
It's shaped like an A. And I did get a picture of these before we started, and I will be putting it up on the WordPress and probably Facebook as well. So if you want to actually see the box of donuts, I will be posting the photo.
All right, so, and here we go.
Mm-hmm.
The chocolate on top is very nice.
Yep. Cream in the center is really nice.
And for these being basically day-old donuts.
Yeah.
These are fantastic.
Yeah.
I guess these would be cake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like they're all kind of cake donuts. Which is interesting because I prefer the... What are the ones at Krispy Kreme? They're not cake. Those aren't cake donuts. Those are...
No. Oh.
What are they called?
Yeast donuts?
I'm not sure. They're called something else. Because I know there's cake donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something other kind of donuts. I can't remember what those are called.
Yeah.
But yes, they're denser than the normal,
the
Krispy Kreme donuts, but it's really nice.
I definitely like the cream in these better than the Bavarians at QT. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the Bavarians at QT, but the cream in these are a little thicker, a little bit richer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very tasty. Very, very, very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we have the s'more donut.
Mm-hmm. Looks like it's a cake donut with chocolate frosting, and it's probably graham cracker crumbs.
Like a dusting of it.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that's probably a melted marshmallow in the
thing. At least I hope it is.
Should be marshmallow. It looks like a marshmallow. A little toasting on top.
Mm-hmm. Cutting these in half as we speak, so give me a second. I'm trying to be generous. So, okay, so it is donut. I think.
Yeah, with a hole, and then and then they just put the.
Yeah, there's like a plate that was like I guess a shelf in the middle to kind of keep the marshmallow in.
Hmm. It's definitely marshmallow.
Uh huh. Been toasted. You can definitely tell.
Well, yeah, definitely toasted marshmallow.
Not sure. I think the marshmallow and the donut overpower at least the graham cracker.
Yeah, really... definitely. I was about to say the marshmallow is a little overwhelming on it. I mean, it's good, but it definitely overwhelms everything else. I'd eat it again.
Still very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This is what I should have done.
I don't know, myself a little. You want to go get yourself some water? All right.
Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second.
Right. Yeah, so hopefully, we'll be recording a little bit more. We have some interest. Also thought about taking the recorder down to Dragon Con and actually doing stuff at Dragon Con.
And we may do another one of these and go back to like the international.
Oh no, we're not going to. We will be. Mm. When we, I don't know, but we will be doing it. Okay. I believe this one is the Nestle Crunch.
Is the Nestle Crunch?
Right, which this is a chocolate, looks like a chocolate donut.
Mm-hmm.
Taste maybe a little of that. With a chocolate candy coating, which I believe is supposed to be Nestle Crunch.
Okay.
And so, the other ones were more, it's plain donut. It looks like all the other, this is the only one that is a, looks, at least looks like a different flavor. Yeah, this is a, like a chocolate donut.
Yeah.
A chocolate cake donut. They're all cake donuts.
Mm-hmm. We only did one filled one.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we only did one actual, unless you count the filling right. the top hole part.
They did have others. They had a white A-Town one.
Yeah, it was a mocha.
Yeah.
It was called an A-Town mocha.
All right. Hmm. Hmm. I like it.
I think the donut still kind of overwhelms the candy a little bit on it, but.
Well, actually, I think there's enough ratio of chocolate. You know, there's got like a light. I mean, it got the light, I guess, chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath it, you know, to keep the, that's something to keep the candy on. I believe that's what that is. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I like it. We'll put up a link. On our website, I want to say there's at least, how many, because you went on it to find
the address.
The address.
Looked like there were two Atlanta locations, and I think I saw international below that.
Hmm.
So maybe like an international chain that's come here or something. I don't know. I didn't look too closely because I was just trying to find the address of the one we were going to.
Right.
But. Yeah, I will definitely link up their site.
Okay. Is this the Nutella one?
I believe that was the Nutella one, yes.
Okay, no, that's Reese's.
And then that's the Butter Toffee.
Butter Toffee, that's the one we got. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So that was one of the ones I chose.
Right. So we will get the Nutella next.
Looks like it's just the cake donut with Nutella on it,
yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
You can never go wrong with Nutella. Nutella, love of my life from high school.
Mm-hmm. Basically, if you take an unsugared cake donut and spread Nutella on it,
there you go.
That'll chat.
Simple and tasty.
It's not bad.
No. Maybe if we do this again, we should try some of their fritters.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't get any of the fritters.
Plus they had something called an ice cream burger.
Looked like they take the donut, cut it in half, and put ice cream in the center.
Yeah. Well, it looked like they had, it was very gelato looking.
Mm-hmm. Ice cream selection.
Ice cream selection, so. You have to forgive us, we're drinking in between the eating. And I'm sure. There's probably certain people who are just like, they're eating on the podcast.
Well, we're doing a taste test. What are we supposed to do?
So, okay, we're going to do the butter toffee one.
Mm-hmm. Because I love toffee. That's why I had to get this one. I'm a toffee fiend.
Oh, I'm going to do that. And there you are. Yeah, again. Basically, what happened is we got too full. We planned to do this after dinner.
But.
After lunch. And then.
You know, we were just so full.
Basically, we had a bit of a.
Snafu at Wendy's?
Yeah.
What you call it that?
It's one of these old locations where they've taken it down to the nub and have rebuilt it. And I guess they're still. In the midst of training,
yes, it seems like when they do that, they tend to get all new staff. And
plus, I think they were having problems with all the registers except for one. I think the drive-thru register was out, and one of the two registers,
yeah, something like that. It was, it was crazy.
And it doesn't look like the girl that took our order had been doing it very long. And
yeah.
ended up with more food than we actually... It was one of those things where we didn't realize what she did until well after, and it's like...
Well, I saw her ring up the smaller burger. I guess she went back in and redid it thinking she'd rung it up wrong, though she'd rung it up right the first time. And I just wasn't paying attention. So, whatever.
All right, so here's the butter toffee.
Hello.
We may have found her favorite.
Excuse me, I'll be in our bunk. Oh. Yes.
Which basically, I guess it would be... I want to say it's a form of either Heath or Score Bar.
Probably.
Bits. I don't know. Basically, they took the donut, covered it in a caramel icing.
Yeah, because it said caramel icing on there.
And then dipped it in...
Yeah, caramel iced and then dipped in toffee bits.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good.
Mm. Well, it does remind me of a Heath bar.
Mm-hmm.
Or the score. Actually, it reminded me more of the Score Bar, which is basically Hershey's version of...
Mm-hmm.
Which I've always liked a little better for some reason.
Mm. Nom nom nom.
Oh. Very good, very sweet.
Mm.
And if you like toffee, you'll really like this one.
And as I said, I love toffee. And it's toffee without the chocolate, which is what I usually do with my Heath bar. I break the chocolate off of it. Hmm.
Okay. And last, but not least, is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup donut. Which again is another... Another plain cake donut with peanut butter in the middle and the hole. Basically, it's kind of like the s'more one where they have the
little
dab of like peanut butter in the middle.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like pieces of
Reese's cups. Probably the miniatures.
Yeah, it looks like they're kind of crushed up and then just blobs put on top.
All right. Which is the same damn thing.
What?
Took the little nub off and ate it first.
Yeah, it's definitely not Reese's peanut butter in the center. That's peanut butter.
Yeah.
You can tell the difference.
Well, it's... Reese's peanut butter is also sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
They put more sugar in it for the peanut butter cups.
There's definitely really good creamy peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. I learned that probably on Unwrapped or something on the Food Network.
I've just always been able to tell by taste.
Well, no, I mean, that's the reason you can tell, is that it's a sweeter peanut butter. You know, they do. It's one of those ones where they won't tell you exactly what they do,
mm-hmm.
but it is I think that's what they kind of tell you.
The recipe's definitely different. Mm. It's good.
Mm-hmm. I think most of these I would definitely eat again. I may not buy again, but if someone offered me,
I'd eat it, yeah. Except that toffee one.
Right.
Forever. Yes.
Okay. Definitely worth the hype.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have friends that seem like our friend Photonome seems to be in this place.
Yeah.
At least once a week, it seems like. Him and some friends have hidden one of the places at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once we got my biggest What was your favorite? Which was, oh, well, honestly, none of them were bad, but what would you say your least favorite was?
Least favorite? Honestly, I think the Nestle Crunch one. Just because it didn't quite have the crunch, and I don't know. It was good, don't get me wrong, but definitely not my favorite of all of them.
I think my, and your favorite?
Tossie.
Right. I don't even know why I asked. I should know that already.
I'm over here, eyes rolling. I mean, yeah.
I think my least favorite, I think, was probably the s'more. Mm. Mainly because when you, the s'more, it's, it's the graham cracker, the chocolate, and the marshmallow.
And the marshmallow was a little
overwhelming. Yeah, and it wasn't enough of the graham cracker to it. And even the chocolate kind of got a little overwhelmed by the donut and the marshmallow. I think the donut and the marshmallow took over the taste of what should be a three-tasted.
Right. And it's good, and if it was offered, I'd definitely eat it again. But, yeah, I agree with you on that.
I want to say probably my favorite may be the A-Town Cream.
That was good.
Of the three. I mean, of all, because I know, I think, because the three that I picked was the Reese's, the Nestle,
Crunch.
The Crunch, and the A-Town Cream. Yeah. Yours were the Butter Toffee, the Nutella, and the S'mores?
Yeah, the S'mores. And the Nutella, actually, technically, both of us picked that one, but you ended up picking something else because I was like, oh, I picked that one.
And picking you anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, when a choice can get a little, takes a little while. All the time, there are the cases where you'll go someplace and already know what you want.
Right.
But when it comes to restaurants,
when it comes to new places,
yeah,
it takes me a little bit.
Well, even old places, sometimes it takes you a little bit.
Yeah, if I like too many things on the menu.
There are some places that you know what you're getting, and you know right away.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, Sublime Donuts.
Mm-hmm. Should we talk about one more? I mean, we were only at, like, 30 minutes.
We can keep going.
I know one thing. Those have been our hunting adventures.
Mm.
Yes, we have been addicted to Pokemon Go.
Oh yeah, we're playing.
it's fun.
It's been fun, yeah.
It's kind of a cherry, though. I think we said yesterday, because what we've been doing is, we've been playing back and forth, going to work. We live in a dead zone.
Pretty much, yeah.
Not as dead as some places.
Oh yeah.
I think Attila is, when she goes to go see her parents, there's like nothing.
Yeah.
But what we've been doing the last couple of weekends is finally getting off our butts and going out and walking a little bit more.
Yeah, going back to the park and walking again. And so we take our phones out and we poke a hunt at the park.
Yeah, it's kind of fun because it's kind of a cherry on top of something we already enjoy doing.
Right. It's an added layer that just kind of makes it a little more fun.
And honestly, I guess we're one of the few people that didn't nut up when they took the stupid feet off.
It never worked anyway.
Other people seem to decline, but
yeah,
we've been enjoying it.
I actually, before all the backlash and stuff, when I first got the update and saw the feet were gone, I was like, oh good, finally. You know, a little less teasing.
Yeah. It was one of those things where I think, and I'll steal it from Bernie, and it said it was like 1 foot was supposed to mean it was somewhere like in your, like right next to you. 2 feet means it was a little bit, you know, a little bit around you. 3 feet meant it was somewhere on the fucking planet.
Right, exactly.
So,
I don't think I ever saw anything but 3 feet.
I want to say the beginning I may have seen.
I don't think I ever did. It was always 3 feet away. Everything was, even if I was standing right next to it.
Right.
It got so when it was gone, it was like, this doesn't change my gameplay any.
Right. And it's, I don't know.
And I didn't even know about the third party apps, tracking right. stuff. I'd never even heard
of it. Well, there have been some people who have been just utterly obsessed with it. I mean, to the point of seeing some of the video of people like leaving their cars in the middle of the street because Charizard showed up in the middle of Central Park.
Yeah.
People who have fallen over railings to try to get Pokemon.
The guy that drove into the back of a police car.
Right. So.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that I was at orientation for my new job, and they added a special portion about playing Pokemon Go at work.
Ugh.
That was actually in the orientation.
Well, I mean, from what you're doing, there's no way you can really play.
Exactly.
You're chopping stuff up all day long.
Yeah, but they actually had someone leave their register and during a shift to go and hunt something down. So they had to add a part about how you cannot do that. And most of us were like, yeah, and there's a reason that person isn't here anymore.
Right. I mean, it's...
yeah.
I mean, I'm bad. I tend to keep my cell phone on me at work, and even though I'm not supposed to, but honestly, I'm not leaving my $300-$400 phone in my locker because we had, it's been a while, but we had someone who, and this was middle management, who had access to the combinations, breaking into people's lockers and stealing stuff. So
yeah, I will. You know, I keep. We're allowed to keep ours on us.
You
we
just
can
got
have
to
it.
Keep.
We just it has to stay in our pocket.
All right.
Which I'm okay with, but it's also the only way I can tell time. So yeah.
Well.
Anyway, so we've been really enjoying Pokemon Go. It's right. been fun. The fact that we took our first gym yesterday together.
Yep. Nice. It lasted a couple of hours, too, it looks like.
Yeah, we held it for a couple of hours. That was really cool.
Which I'm kind of surprised, considering, although it does seem, because, you know, living in the South and it being, you know, around noontime, we leave planet Earth and part somewhere in the middle of the sun.
Yeah, that's true.
There's not a lot of people heading for the park.
Yeah. And that church is a little more out of the way.
Right.
So, with that one, it was fun. And, wow, we actually took a gym.
Yeah. I mean, granted, it had,
it only had one on it.
No, it had two.
No. It only had that one Vaporon. Yeah. We only had to take down the one Vaporon.
No, there were two. There was that six something. Remember, it was two. It was more than there were.
No, that was the first time we tried to take that gym.
No, that the first time there were three things on there we didn't know. That's how we learned about how to do gyms. No, there was something else. There was something very low.
I never even saw it, I guess. All I saw was the Vaporon. Anyway, we took it down. Mm-hmm. We held it for a couple hours. It was fun.
So, I guess from here, we will go. If you love us, if you hate us, if you say you want to yell at us and have us stop eating and drinking on the cast, we have multiple ways of you coming and getting at us.
Yeah. We've got our kinkyandthegeek@wordpress.com.
Sorry, eating ice. kinkyandthegeek@gmail. Okay, yeah, kinkyandthegeek@gmail.com.
Friends of Kinky and the Geek on
Fet Life.
Why did that name suddenly fly out of my head? Probably because I haven't been there in 2 months.
We're Kinky and the Geek on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Kinky and the Geek on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
We do see it. We do need to go. We've realized we're getting a little lazy about using our stuff, but we need to.
Yeah, we do.
We'll start doing something. We'll figure it out. We're trying to figure out where everything is going from here now. So.
Yeah. Who knows? There may be Instagram and a Tumblr coming. I'd run them, but no, you know. Why not? I spend enough time there as it is.
You spend all time there, right?
Not anymore. I've actually been spending most of my time on Archive of Our Own reading. Because I'm in this really great King AU fic right now. I'm like in chapter 17 of part 4.
And with that, be good.
Be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.